Welcome to 24 Hour Expert. You'll enjoy this podcast if you're someone who likes learning about different topics or just enjoys a good old fun fact. I'm Allie.
And I'm Dan. Each week, we challenge each other to become an expert on a random topic in just 24 hours. Now it's time to find out how much we've learned.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Allie.
I have a good one for you this week, and it's actually another listener request.
Ooh, I'm excited. But before we get to that, I have to ask.
Yes.
Is there any update on the Amazon mystery package?
Oh, so kind of, but not an exciting one.
Okay.
So I have a friend who works at Amazon, and I messaged her, told her the situation. Apparently, there's this thing that happens through Amazon sometimes through some of its sellers called brushing, where they'll send you packages that you didn't buy, but then somehow they'll leave themselves reviews as you because you, I don't 100% understand how it works.
Okay.
But Amazon takes getting unsolicited packages very seriously. So there's actually a form you can fill out if you get one. I have filled out the form. I'm just waiting to hear anything back from them. I don't know. I still don't know. Nobody's fessed up either.
Yeah. So potentially an Amazon seller sent you this unmentionable object and their plan was to go then post a review?
Yeah. I forget exactly how it's called brushing. I'm sure you could look it up. Forget exactly how the scam works. But yeah, basically... Or maybe they want you to leave a review, like they're trying to give you free stuff to get better reviews because they want like verified reviews.
What if this is the first attempt at getting a podcast sponsor? They want us to sponsor them. Oh no, they want to sponsor us.
They want to sponsor us. So one, we need to know who you are. And two, you actually have to pay us. I don't want just a bunch of these things.
No. And three, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I think we need to talk about your design.
Yeah, I would prefer something pretty. It's a touch too realistic for my personal taste.
Yeah. Also, the movement was a little unrealistic and maybe unnecessary. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of side to side when you don't need
a swirl.
That.
Like a swirl.
It was a swirl. Yeah. All right. Well, please keep us posted because this is very, very important.
I will, yes. I hope I hear... I'm sure they get so many emails a day that it'll be a while, but I hope to hear back from Amazon. So I did take... If you ever get a weird package, take pictures of the labels before you recycle your box, and you all better be recycling your boxes.
Mm-hmm.
With all those numbers that are on all of their labels, they can actually track it down to the warehouse that that box came out of.
Oh,
so
sure.
If you get a weird package, take pictures of labels, and then you can report it to Amazon.
All right. There you go. Okay.
All
what
right.
What do you have for topic this week?
That's your knowledge. Do with it what you will.
Ooh, I like this episode. That was quick.
Just kidding. Just kidding. At least we haven't gotten off topic yet because we haven't even started yet.
Yeah, see?
All right. So this week, we are going to talk about black holes. Daniel, we're going into deep space.
Oh, you know how uncomfortable I am with space.
I don't get why it freaks you out so much.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a very uncomfortable episode.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll learn some stuff and it'll put your mind at ease. Black holes aren't as scary as everyone thinks they are, or at least I should say that sci-fi makes them out to be.
Okay. Well, I look forward to the knowledge.
So a black hole, what is it? It's a place in space where there is intense gravity. The gravity is so great that even light can't get out. This is because, the gravity is so great because matter has been squeezed into a tiny space.
Okay.
And this whole, lots of matter, small space concept is really hard for my brain. As I was researching this, my brain just have a hard time with this concept. Fun fact, because light can't get out of black holes, you can't see them. You need special telescopes with special tools to actually even find them.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. So black holes can be big or small. Some scientists think that they can be as small as one atom. So this is where this trips up my brain. So one atom, but they have the mass of a mountain.
What?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So if a whole mountain was crammed into one atom, and that's how dense these things are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know. It's trippy. So those teeny tiny ones are called primordial black holes. There are also ones that have a mass that is approximately 20 times that of our sun, and those are called stellar black holes. And then there are supermassive black holes that have more mass than 1 million of our suns.
What?
Yes.
And they're huge, or are they also just tiny little tiny atoms?
No, I think those ones are probably bigger. Still a lot of mass crammed into a small space, but they're bigger. I don't know. See, this is where I need to go like refresh myself on mass.
Yeah. Mass is like M in E equals MC squared, right?
Yes, but like mass and weight sometimes are equal but aren't always equal, and you can have more mass than weight or more weight than mass. It gets weird, and that's where I would need to like refresh.
Okay, yeah. No, I have no clue. It sounds right.
Actually, I know we always joke about our reputable sources, but most of this comes from NASA.
Oh, so that's good.
So it's very reputable, actually.
The first time in the history of this podcast we used an actual scientific source.
Yeah, so thank you, NASA, for the information. Scientists have found proof that every larger galaxy, so like ours, contains a supermassive black hole at its center. And the black hole actually anchors the galaxy and holds the galaxy together in space. So the one in the middle of our galaxy, which is the Milky Way, is called Sagittarius A. And it's estimated to be about 20,000 light years away from us. And for those of you who didn't know what a light year is, like me, a light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year. So one light year would be like 6 trillion miles.
Wow. So wait, we're just holding on by a thread with this black hole keeping us eventually are we going to get sucked in by it?
No. No, we're not going to get sucked in, and I'll explain why. But let's talk about our black hole for a second. So Sagittarius A, what are some characteristics about it? It is loyal, smart, assertive, and compassionate. But it does get bored. I'm just kidding. This is not astrology. This is not Sagittarius.
This whole thing, I have extreme anxiety right now, this whole topic. One of my favorite things to do is to go camping. I love to camp. I love a campfire. But one of the things I absolutely can't do is you're sitting at the campfire, everyone's quiet, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere, you look up at the stars, and then I start thinking about the stars, and I just panic attack. I cannot think about space. I cannot think about what's out there. I cannot think of the fact that this black hole is keeping us
together,
in space and in time and together. What if all of a sudden the black hole is I'm done. We go flying into space.
I guess, yeah. But that's so funny that that's what you don't like about camping. See, I don't like camping because the woods are creepy. That's where bad things happen. You're in the middle of literally nowhere. No.
But everything is the woods.
Not everything is the woods.
Yes. Where we live right now, it's the woods. There just happen to be more people here.
Okay. I don't live in woods.
No, you do. It's just you happen to live in woods near people. No, that's a bad analogy. What I'm trying to say is, wouldn't you rather be out in the middle of nowhere? Because the likelihood of being around a serial killer is pretty low. Versus when you're in a city, the likelihood of you being around someone who's trying to murder you is probably pretty high.
All right. That is a fair point. But I am just saying,
relatively high. I would say not pretty high.
Yeah. Higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's a fair point. But also, all the bad things happen in the woods. If you've ever watched a horror movie, you know it's the one place you don't go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not safe.
I could argue that a lot of bad things happen in space. Sandra Bullock got disconnected from Matthew McConaughey or George Clooney or whoever the hell was in that movie.
Yeah.
The Apollo rocket ship thing happened in space.
Fair enough. Everything is scary. We should all just stay in our houses.
Thank you. And not believe in science.
Okay. Moving on. So how does a black hole form? A small black hole could form when the universe begins, like the little primordial ones that we talked about. Stellar black holes are made when the center of a very big star falls in upon itself or collapses. Supermassive black holes were made at the same time as the galaxy that they are in. So whatever created our galaxy created our black hole, Sagittarius A.
Okay, kind of like the Big Bang theory.
Yeah, so something that happened, and now we have this black hole. It's holding our galaxy together. And then there's one star in that galaxy, which is our sun, and we're just a little rock floating around it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Slowly being sucked closer and closer into the abyss of the black hole. So comforting.
Okay. Dan, we're not going to be sucked into a black hole. So this is one of the things that I was going to bring up. Do we need to worry about falling into a black hole? No. Let me put your mind at ease. One, there's not one close enough. And two, the sun will never become one because it's not big enough.
The sun isn't big enough?
The sun is not big enough to be a black hole. So, and even if it did, if it was no longer the sun, we're all dead anyways. So.
Okay. Different worry. Same thing. But okay.
So no.
All right. So, okay.
We're not getting sucked into a black hole.
Okay, good.
You might ask, Dan, well, if we can't see black holes, how do we know if they're there?
Right.
Which is a great question. And like I mentioned earlier, there are special tools that they can use. How scientists know to look for them is because the gravity around black holes affects the stars and the gas around it. So they can study where those effects are happening, and then they can kind of guess, oh, okay, well, there's a black hole here, probably.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and actually, fun fact, in April 2019, scientists were able to get the first picture of a black hole using the Event Horizon Telescope.
Oh, that's cool. Did you look at the picture?
I did. And it's not, so like I said, you can't take a picture of a black hole because light doesn't come out of it. So what you see is the light being pulled into the black hole. I know I said we weren't going to get pulled into a black hole, Dan, but so the light being pulled into the black hole. So you're seeing a ring of light with the black center.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. And I want to go on a little sidebar here because I didn't know there was a telescope called the Event Horizon. And Event Horizon is one of my favorite sci-fi horror movies.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen it.
So it's great. It stars Sam Neill, who you would know from Jurassic Park. He's Dr. Grant.
Oh, okay.
So the dinosaur guy. So he designs this spaceship called the Event Horizon that has the ability to create wormholes to travel through space quickly, but dun dun dun, it goes missing.
Ooh.
And then it just shows back up again. So then there's this other ship called the Lewis and Clark, which is captained by Lawrence Fishburne. So he takes Sam Neill, whatever his character in the movie's called, I forget, and they go on a mission to find out where the Event Horizon went and why is it just showing back up.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then stuff happens.
Okay, maybe I'll add it to my to-watch list.
Yes, but do like a daytime or an early evening so you can palate cleanse.
Oh, is it really that bad?
No, it's not that bad. I guess I'm not sure what your tolerance is. I don't think it's bad.
As long as it can't happen in real life, then I'm fine. Any movie that can happen in real life, that's when I'm like, ugh.
I don't think so, because like the technology that the Event Horizon has that allows it to create wormholes, I don't know how scientifically factual
it is. Sure.
So back to the picture of the black hole real quick. The observation is of the center of the galaxy M87. And like I mentioned, the image shows a bright ring as light bends to the intense gravity around the black hole. And that black hole is 6.5 billion times more massive than our sun.
Wow. That's just, I can't even wrap my head around that.
I know. These numbers are so huge. So huge. Okay. I'm going to loop back around real quick. And I want to go back to Event Horizon. But not the telescope and not the movie. So an event horizon is actually part of a black hole. And actually, Dan, this should just give you even more peace that we're not being sucked into a black hole.
Okay.
So the event horizon is the boundary of no escape. So think of it like a fence, just for a visual.
Sure.
If you stay on the outside of the fence, the gravity isn't going to pull you in. But if you get inside the fence, then you're going into the black hole.
Oh, so as long as you stay outside of the perimeter, you're fine.
Yes. So as long as you stay out of the event horizon, You're not going in. So it's not just, it's not a vacuum. It's not just like aimlessly sucking things into it. You have to get into its gravitational pull.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
So just no space missions for you.
Okay. It just seems like every time you see it on TV, it's like sucking things in. But the things that's sucking in must be within the event horizon.
Yeah, they must be, because it's not just like a giant space vacuum.
It would be funny if technology advanced to the degree where like we'd have to actually worry about this in real life. And then like they put a, like a little fence around the event horizon being like, right, last chance before the event horizon. Turn back like, now.
Private property.
Yeah. No soliciting.
So event horizons also emit something called Hawking radiation, which, if I'm understanding it correctly, which I'm probably not, is radiation emitted by a black body. So a black hole is a black body, and I did not go into what other black body things were. Maybe another time and place.
Mm-hmm. Maybe another continuum.
Yeah. Maybe another space, maybe another time. We'll talk about black bodies. But a black hole is one.
Okay.
And this radiation disperses the black hole's mass into space over time and will eventually kill the black hole. So actually, if things aren't coming in, things are just going out. Oh,
that's interesting.
Again, if I'm understanding how this works. An analogy I saw was like similar to water evaporating from a puddle. Like it's just slowly leaking out into space and going away. And as you probably could have guessed, Hawking radiation is named after Stephen Hawking, who developed an argument for its existence in 1974.
Wow, that's impressive. Wait a second. So I think I'm back to being terrified. So the Sagittarius A right now is emitting radiation and slowly dying. So the thing that is holding us in place is slowly dying.
Yeah, but so is the sun, so... neither things we have to worry about in our lifetime, hopefully.
Yeah, true. Oh, gosh.
I did not know space freaked you out this much.
It's going to really put spending time, all this time this year on a podcast into perspective if this was like the last year of Earth.
This is it.
You're welcome, 20 listeners.
Well, just to freak you out a little more, Dan, you want a fun fact?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you were to get sucked into a black hole, time would slow down for you. So like if I'm outside the fence and you're inside the fence, time slows down for you, but keeps moving at the same pace for me.
Wow. So wait, do I look like I'm in slow motion then?
I don't know how that works, but now you're in a black hole, so I probably can't see you.
Oh, true. Yeah. I'm just getting eaten.
You're just becoming mass that'll eventually be radiated back out.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yep.
So the first black hole was discovered in 1960 and it was called Cygnus X1. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but nobody's shocked at this point.
Just put that on a t-shirt.
Cygnus, right? Our first merch drop. I'm not saying this right.
Don't come at me.
Cygnus X1 is 100 times more massive than our sun, and they were able to use X-ray astronomy to find it. So it was the first one ever discovered.
Interesting. You know, I think I could solve our trash and recycling crisis. Why don't we just ship all our trash into a black hole?
Hmm. I bet you that's in a space movie somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. And it goes terribly wrong. Yeah.
Why not?
Probably it's not close enough. Thankfully, not close enough.
Yeah, it's not.
Maybe create
but if
your
aim
own
in that yeah, general just, direction.
Yeah, goodbye. I'm sure people already do like ship off trash to space and we have no idea the consequences. Like, isn't there like a ton of space junk in the atmosphere?
So I actually heard kind of a disturbing fact that there's so much space junk in the atmosphere that like people have theorized it could be weaponized. Like if people started dropping out their space junk or their satellites, it would, you know, come plummeting to Earth and almost cause like, you know, like an asteroid-like effect.
Wow. Ugh.
I don't know how factual that is right. at all.
That also might have been the plot of an Austin Powers movie.
Really?
I don't know. There's no way to tell. There's no way to know.
I don't know. So I do want to go on another little side tangent here about wormholes. Because it seems like a lot of time wormholes and black holes kind of become synonymous, but they are very different things.
Okay.
So, Dan, what do you know about wormholes?
Oh, I don't think I know much about wormholes. Is that like in the movies where they always fold the piece of paper in half and then like push a pencil through it to like say yes. That's like a wormhole?
Exactly. Yes. That's, and on the article I read, that's the exact analogy they also gave. You always see in space movies. Yeah.
Good. I watch enough TV.
Yes. So wormholes are said to link points in space-time, like a tunnel linking two different times or locations in space. I think they can link locations or link times, but maybe I miss... Shocker. Maybe I don't understand.
This is like Bitcoin all over again.
I know. But nobody knows if they actually exist, but people think they could exist because they are consistent with the general theory of relativity.
Okay.
But there's no like solid proof. Like we have, you know, proof of black holes. We don't have a proof of a wormhole.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So going back to black holes are not a tube. They're not like a thoroughfare. And they actually have a dead end. And that dead end is called the singularity.
Oh, the singularity.
Yeah, so it's the actual point in space that's so dense that nothing can escape its gravitational pull. The singularity is what pulls everything in.
Wow. That also sounds like a really good cult or a really good, like, should start a church and call it the singularity.
Singularity.
We worship Michael
Our
Scott.
Mass is so great, we'll pull you in.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. 24hoursingularity.com. We need to book it. Yeah. Can you also get the AOL address, just in case?
Yeah. Yes, thanks. Yes, I'll get that too. All right, Dan, before I give you one last disturbing fact about black holes, let's play a game.
Ooh, I love a game.
All right. This is my space quiz. I'm going to ask you what a space thing is, and hopefully you know what it is.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, let's start easy. What is a star?
A star? I guess it's just a burning ball of gas or a burning ball of rock.
Yeah. So good. A very large ball of bright, glowing, hot matter in space.
Okay. Okay.
And if you want to be real technical, it's any object that is sufficiently massive that can ignite the fusion of elements in its core due to the gravitational pressure inside the object itself.
Oh, like me after eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, anybody after eating Taco Bell. Hashtag sponsored by Taco Bell. I wish.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Okay, next one. What is a comet?
A comet, that would be like a star that's on fire that's entered into the atmosphere.
So close. You're so close. Is it cosmic snowball? A frozen gas, rock, and dust that orbit the sun.
Oh, it's frozen? It's not on fire?
Yeah, it's frozen.
Oh, I had no idea. I always thought they were burning.
Yeah, I guess that's always how they're portrayed and stuff. Like, yeah. You see all the orange coming off the front of them or whatever.
Well, I guess that's different from, like, you said comet. So that must mean that, like, asteroid and meteorite are different.
Well, yeah. That's one of the other ones we're going to talk about. What is an asteroid, Dan?
An asteroid... Well, I guess if the comet is frozen, the asteroid's just the same thing, but on fire?
No, an asteroid is just a small rocky body orbiting the sun that they're too small to be called planets.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So is Pluto an asteroid now?
No, Pluto's a dwarf planet.
Oh.
Yes, so Pluto's a dwarf planet, which we'll get to, but we're not going to skip ahead, Daniel. So first, what is a supernova?
A supernova. That's like a giant explosion. Like the sun is a supernova.
An explosion of a star. So the sun is not one.
Oh, okay.
And we hope we never see it become one.
Right, yes. Established earlier, yes.
Okay, so what is a planet?
Like Earth, Mars, Venus.
Yes, that's very literal. Generally, what is a planet? I guess that's, I should say that's very specific. Generally, what is a planet?
I assume it has, just has to be a star that's big enough, maybe?
It's not a star.
I'm so confused.
It's a celestial body that orbits the sun, is nearly round in shape, and has cleared the neighborhood around its orbit. So our orbit, it's cleared the loop. I guess it's knocked everything out of its path. That's what my interpretation of clearing the neighborhood is.
Kind of like me after eating Taco Bell.
Yes.
I really know how to clear the neighborhood.
So, Danit, you are a planet. Okay, back to your dwarf planet, Pluto. What is a dwarf planet?
Well, if we put a lot of emphasis on clearing the neighborhood, maybe a dwarf planet just hasn't cleared its neighborhood yet?
Yeah, so it's a planet that hasn't cleared its neighborhood and is also not a moon.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, so Dan, what is a moon?
Oh, gosh. Just something that circles a planet?
Yeah, celestial body that orbits a planet. Good job. Okay.
Wow, I knew one thing.
Now I'm going to be kind of mean.
Okay.
What's a wormhole?
What's a wormhole? Oh my gosh. You're requiring me to remember from the... That was so long ago.
I know.
A wormhole was just the paper thing folded in half with a pen.
Yes, yeah. Link to points in space-time. Oh,
yes, yes. That was mean.
All right. Last one, Dan. What's a black hole?
I refuse. A black hole is something that has so much mass that there's a lot of gravity.
That's pretty good.
There's the singularity. There's the event horizon.
Yes.
We're not getting sucked in.
We're not getting sucked in.
Sagittarius A, friendly, loving, kind.
Yep.
See, I was paying attention.
You were. You got it. That's all you, Dan. 100%. Great job on the space quiz.
Thanks.
All right. So I want to end with a maybe disturbing fact about black holes.
Okay.
If you were to go past the event horizon and start getting pulled into a black hole, something would happen to you called spaghettification, which is a real term. So it's a phenomenon in where, so let's say you're going in feet first. So your feet start getting pulled faster because they're closer to the singularity than your head is. So because of this, your feet are moving fast, your head's not moving as fast, and it stretches you out long like a piece of spaghetti.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Is it instant or is it slow?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Oh my gosh. It probably, like, the closer you get to the black hole, I bet you the longer it takes because the time slows down.
Oh, time slows down. Yeah.
So you're probably getting spaghettified for what feels like for an eternity.
Probably. So yeah. So there's my kind of weird, disturbing black hole fact. Spaghettification.
I'm going to have spaghetti nightmares tonight.
But, like, I also just want to be, like, one of the people who one time gets to name something like this. Yeah. And is like, what are we going to call this? Spaghettification.
It's something that people will definitely relate to.
I mean, that is an immediate image in your head. So, I mean, it's well named.
Right. Like, I think science should take a cue. Like, name things what they are, and then science will be a lot easier, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And Allie will be able to pronounce them. I mean, if you can handle spaghettification, there are some words that we should go back and redo.
Yeah. I just have to practice them. All right, Dan. Do with that what you will.
It's your knowledge. You're free to forget it. And as always, if there's anything we got wrong, you can always email us.
Email us at 24hourexpert@gmail.com. It's also our Instagram, Facebook, and website. You can find us there.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to 24 Hour Expert. Our theme song is Lo-Fi World by Ricky Bombino.
If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe so you're notified of future episodes.